until 8:30. This is Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis on 882 6PR.
Well, it's been a sad morning, really, hasn't it? I mean, TJ, the end of an era. And earlier in the rumour file, we heard from Barnett Fair that Colin Barnett, the man who built the stadium, hasn't been invited to round one of the AFL season. Hasn't got a ticket.
But I'm sure there's people out there that have got a spare ticket. Like, mum might not be able to go to the opening game because they've still got, I don't know, a commitment at the Flowers.
Yeah, well, often, you know, people sit in groups of two and four and six and eight. And, you know, sometimes, the Johnsons aren't coming this weekend. They've got a family wedding. So does anyone want their two tickets?
But we need to know what you could offer, Barney. Because then when we go to him and say, mate, we've got your ticket, but also they make the best Lamingtons. Or on the way there, they do a pub crawl before they actually get to the ground. They've actually planned it through.
So we are appealing this morning to the good people of Perth who are Eagles supporters and have their memberships and probably have someone in their group. Well, this would be the circumstance. Someone in their group who's away for round one and can't go, or has a commitment on and can't go. Do you have a ticket for Barney? We're deadly serious about this. I mean, just before we take your calls, 9221882, being 100% serious for a second, don't you agree that it's not right that the bloke that built the stadium has not been invited?
Well, hold on, it was our money. It was, he didn't build it. He didn't actually go and say, oh, okay, I'm going to give you some
all
money.
All right, well, let me ask you that. Without him, would it have been built?
No.
Okay.
No, but why couldn't he buy a membership?
9221882, does anybody have a ticket for Barney?
Darren, good morning.
Morning.
Have you got a spare one, Darren?
Mate, I've got two. I've got one for his wife and one for him. Best seats in the ground.
Okay, so you can take. And whereabouts are they located in the ground?
They're on the north side, centre wing, level two in the Premiership Lounge.
Hang on, Darren. Are you selling them or are you just offering them up?
No, I've got two spare ones. My friends are going to be dirty because I'm not going to invite them now.
Okay, so who are they? Why are they not coming? Or you just haven't invited them?
I just haven't
them
asked them yet.
Those kind of tickets, I believe, come with a parking spot. Is that right?
Yeah, parking spot, three-course meal and all these drinks.
Hold on. I want to go myself.
And Darren, are you deadly serious?
Yeah, I've got two. I haven't given them away yet. So.
And is this done?
The man needs to be at the ground.
Do you think he should be there, do you? You agree with that?
Absolutely. It's a brilliant ground.
That's very generous.
It's going to be tough to beat.
That is very generous. 9221882. Does anybody else have a ticket for Barney? And Barney might not want, he might not want the silver service.
No, that's
he
right.
He might just want to be there as a man in the outer.
That's right. With the punters. Hello, Cooper.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I'm out in the outer. I just bought a ticket with my brother. Mum doesn't want to go. I'm a Sydney Swan supporter, so happy to offer my ticket to Colin.
Right, so you have no problem sitting next to Colin?
I'd love it. A bit of footy banter, a bit of, you know, Kennedy not looking quite right out there, Buddy kicking a few goals.
Well, Kennedy's in hospital, we believe, this morning, so I don't think he'll be there.
He's an Eagles man. He knows his footy, that's for sure.
Well, he's a former player.
Can you imagine sitting next to him? I'm serious. I'm being 100% serious
about the design.
How proud the bloke next to you would be watching the Eagles and Sydney run out for that first game.
Yeah, but he's a Sydney supporter, so I reckon he's...
Who?
Cooper. I don't think he'd want to sit next to a Sydney supporter.
Imagine the joy of sitting next to the bloke responsible for the stadium and you look next to him and see that beaming smile on his face.
Okay. Derek, what have you got to offer?
Well, you can have my seat. I was a member for 25 years at the Captain's Club at Subi.
Yes.
And the seat I've got now, you can see two-thirds of the field. It's got a window and a big lump of metal in front of me.
How do you know, Derek? Have you sat in it?
I've been over yet.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with it, Derek? Are you handing it back?
No, I'm going to stay this season and chuck it.
And then what?
I'm going to give up.
Oh, okay. Mm,
get rid of it.
Because the weather treat us, it's terrible.
Right, so you want to go and show Colin that it wasn't a great design?
Oh, definitely. It's in the wrong place.
Well, I reckon, mate, the bloke that built it hasn't got any seat. I reckon he'd take a seat where he could see three-quarters of the field at the moment, because that's three-quarters improvement on what he's got at the moment.
Well, yeah. Possibly.
9221882. Does anybody else have a ticket for Colin Barnett? So do we agree he should be there? Who should invite him?
Well, Channel 7, according to somebody on this. Shame, shame, shame. How about Channel 7 inviting him and his wife? That's off the SMS. Colin would have to go and sit with the plebs. Good luck.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't think he'd mind that.
He's a man of the people now. He's not a member of parliament. He's not the former. He's the former premier. He's not the premier.
So you're adamant that he should have been given a ticket?
Of course he should have been. Absolutely.
By whom?
Well, I don't know. Either the Department of Sport and Rec, if they have facilities, the government, or I guess the West Coast Eagles. Somebody should have invited him.
What about the guy that designed it? What about the person that built it? I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, he is the bloke that built it.
Well, he didn't build it. He was the guy responsible for getting it off the ground. There's no doubt about that.
I asked you before if it would have been built without him, and you said no.
No, it wouldn't have been. So you're kind of, you can't believe that he hasn't been invited to the opening game of footy. But is he going to be invited to the first of everything?
Apparently, and I was just told on the SMS, 19999677, I know who sent this in, and from somebody who would know, he didn't get invited to the first cricket match either. I mean, you don't keep inviting him to everything, but he's got to go to the first, surely.
This is an interesting observation from Mary. She said, I've paid Eagles in the Wings membership for 7 years and still can't get an Eagles membership. It wasn't built big enough, says Mary.
That's not quite right. They've sort of looked at their membership profile and they are freshening up their membership profile, but they made that very clear when they were sending out their membership applications, that's what they would do.
Someone wanted to know, if Colin's been going to the football all this time, has he been getting in there without a membership? Has he been jumping the queue, so to speak?
All right. Well, listen, we've got...
But there's a bit of comment from other people. Brad, are all the blokes who've worked every day on the site and have struggled to get paid from contractors, should they get a free ticket? They put more into it than he did.
Oh, not really. He, without him, mate, there was no project. There was no work. There was no jobs.
I agree he should go. And I think someone should invite him. And I reckon the best bet is Darren. And Darren, if the former Premier knocks you back, I'm quite happy to step in his place.
All right, because you haven't got tickets either at the moment.
Premiership club?
Yeah. You haven't got...
With three-course dining?
You haven't got tickets either.
I haven't even bothered to look yet.
That means no. Thank you for your generous offers. Keep them coming. 19999677. It's 17 minutes to 8 with Stephen Baz.